All right, what's going on, y'all? What's happening this evening, y'all? With your boy, Pastor P, and you're riding high on Kiss God Radio right here on LoveRadioNetwork.com, giving you the best that we got for the next 30 minutes of your day. And I tell you again, this is the best 30 minutes of your life. So, y'all, sit back, relax, but I want you to take in everything that I'm saying to you this evening. I want you to know that it's imperative that you share, that you call somebody, text somebody, let them know that Kiss God Radio is on. Every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m., we want you to share the love, share the word. And this is what we're doing for every single man and every single woman. We're cultivating confidence and believing in them and helping them to believe in themselves, to learn how to love God, love themselves, and love others the right way. This is what we believe. We believe that if you worship, you wait, you win. This is Kiss God Radio once again, and I want you to do me a favor also. I want you to download the LoveRadioNetwork.com app, and I'm telling you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, y'all, you can fall in love. You can take love on the go everywhere you are, whether you're in the gym, where you're working out, and you're getting those muscles right, that body right, that mind right. Take love on the go and be right. And so here we want to believe that Love Radio Network is transforming lives one listener at a time. So I want y'all to be a part of this, and we don't want to leave anybody out, all right? Hey, y'all, listen, I got something to say this evening, so let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for everything that's happening today. Lord God, we could not have done it without you. Father, we thank you for every single man and every single woman that is listening tonight. They're leaning in. And Lord God, I believe they will not get off this platform the same way that they got on, but Lord, with more of you and less of themselves, in the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, singles, I want to dive in quickly because sometimes I run out of time, and I pray that you're doing pretty good, and I have something I wanted to share with you this evening, and I'll see if I can bring it up. Give me a minute. I want to bring this up because it's called, you know what I want to call it? I want to call it a Selah moment. Yeah, how about that? It's a Selah moment. Just a story. I came across it's called a single main group. Now, let me just tell you the story. I'll just read it to you. And I want your feedback. And I want you to hit me up or email me at kissgodsingles2020@gmail.com. Once again, it's kissgodsingles2020@gmail.com. Well, here's the story. It's a Selah moment. Some men aren't for you. They don't want to love you properly at all. But at the same time, they don't want to let you go. The more you give to them, the less they unfortunately appreciate. And the minute you've had enough to decide to walk away is when they are ready to love you and treat you right. So you decide to give them a chance in the hopes they've changed, only to realize they only changed for a short period of time. You finally find the strength to walk away, and here he comes again, proclaiming his love for you. What a lot of people don't understand is that if a man shows anger and persistence to get you back once you try to break it off, it isn't proof of love at all. A man trying to flatter you or make you weak attempts to be nicer for a couple of weeks isn't proof that he's trying. It's proof that he knows you well enough to know how to defuse you long enough to hook you once again. Let's put it this way. If you take a child's toy away from them, the child begins to cry. Same goes for the relationship. If you take away a relationship of convenience, a man begins to cry. Just because he cries doesn't mean you give him what he wants. Stop listening to what your man keeps promising you and start watching what His actions keep telling you. A lot of women don't know what it's like to be loved by a real man. You know lust, you know joy, you know passion, and you know the fear of abandonment. Stop chasing your idea of what love should be and recognize what love actually is. Love isn't promising to act right after he gets caught screwing up time after time again. Love is him acting right from the very beginning because he doesn't want to lose you because he knows how truly special you are. Love isn't telling your grown man he needs to change so he can keep you. Love is a grown man changing on his own because he can't imagine life without you. So take my advice and choose to be loved properly and always, no matter what, remember your worth. Yo, that's a Selah moment right here on Kiss God Radio. Now I want to hear your feedback with that from what you just heard. And I want you to hit me up again. Email me at kissgodsingles2020@gmail.com. Now, y'all, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about how to communicate. The problem is here that many people are breaking up, losing their relationships because of communication. And I often say the lack of communication is the breakdown of every relationship. One of the messages, and you can go to the archives on loveradionetwork.com, is entitled, "Can You Hear Me Now?" Can you hear me now? Another one was, "Do you understand me?" A lot of people simply drift because they're not understood. And, you know, the brain waves, something that is just not right there, and they're not listening properly. They're drifting off to some other thought. I know you have had something like that. Well, the reason why we're saying this to singles this evening is simply because people are just diving into a relationship and without trying to understand a relationship, without trying to understand the person and what the person is saying. Let me say this to you. You can love the body, you can love the clothes, you can love the six digits, but you still must communicate with the person. You still got to talk to the person. Now, listen, you're not ignoring the person. You're not saying you don't want to talk. I just want to understand what you're saying, and I want you to understand me. So if you don't learn the skill of communication, you are going to have problems in your friendships. You're going to have problems in your relationships if you don't focus on the skill of communication. So here we are. We talked about passive listening, and we talked about active listening, right? And so we explored the importance of active listening, and that was the second one. We dealt with what the person was saying and regarding the analogies that I was giving you all. And so here, today's message is building blocks or block. Building blocks or block. So let me just give it to you straight from the hip. If you're not going to build with me, then I'm just going to block you. It's as simple as that. If you're not willing to take the time to understand me, if you're not going to take the time to listen to me, if you're not going to take the time to try to hear what I'm saying, then I'm just going to block you. Which simply means that your words are just really falling on deaf ears. Because I can't have you just wanting to go after one thing and you're not ready to build other things. And communication is a foundational level, right? That's the level that you stand on, you know, where we can communicate, we can talk to one another, we can not just laugh, play, go out and have fun, but can we talk when there's a crisis? Can we talk when there's pain? Can we talk when there's hurt? Can you listen to my heart? Are y'all with me? All right, let's go a little bit deeper. So we're exploring this, right? So I want to dive deeper tonight into the contrasting worlds of active and passive listening. And I want to kind of unveiling the key differences between the two approaches. Now, one of the things that, you know, I am a certified coach, trainer, and speaker. And so a lot of things that I talk about tonight, again, is from the experiences. It's from my learning in school. It's from lots of reading. It's from lots of counseling. And I realize that active listening is comprised of four building blocks. Now, remember, if you don't want to build with me, then I'm just going to have to block you, right? Because I got to build. You know, I have to grow. I must grow. So here's the four building blocks. The four building blocks of communication. Number one is focus. Number two is feedback. Number three is emotional attunement. And then intent. Are you with me? Now, I'm going to go over those. Now, active listening. This is active listening. It's comprised of four building blocks. Focus, feedback, emotional attunement, and intent. So the listeners, they interact with these tools in unique ways. And I think people, you know, once they get somebody, you know, once they get that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that mate, you know, the significant other, it's like you stop listening. Yeah. All right. Oh, what did I say? I don't know what you said, but it's okay. Everything's all right. No, you wasn't listening. People want to be understood, right? And they want you to be understanding. All right. Please listen to me. So let's take a closer look at this. All right, on how active and passive listeners relate to these four building blocks. Remember, focus, feedback, emotional attunement, and intent. Let's look at focus now. Remember the project rundown. The project rundown example that we talked about before, the colleagues and I believe it was the passive. There was the passive listener that wasn't focused with the co-workers project at all, and what happened with the passive listener, they split their focus between her and the email. But the result was that you wasn't understanding at all of what was said. And that's exactly how people listen to one another. Their focus is just split. So in contrast, the active listeners become completely immersed in the speaker's words. Don't you want somebody to be immersed in what you're saying and not all over the place, not looking to the left, to the right? You know, you go to sit down at a restaurant and he's on his phone. You know, you go to a restaurant and he's texting or she's texting, it doesn't matter, or they looking to the left and to the right and while you're talking. I can't take it. You're not really paying attention to me, nor are you showing me that I'm important at this particular time. All right. So you want to be immersed in the speaker's words. So they put themselves in the present moment. So when somebody is talking to you, you want them to be in the present moment and carefully consider every aspect of the speaker's message, everything that I'm saying while I'm talking to you. I want you to be focused on my words. Now, not only that, I want you to be focused on my body language. I want you to be focused on my tone. Am I happy? Am I hurt? Am I sad? Can you tell? Are you with me? So that's the focus part. Then the next part, you have feedback. So you know, are you surprised to hear that feedback is a part of listening? You know, it's basically a way for active listeners to stay fully engaged in the conversation. That's the bottom line. You want somebody to give you some feedback, and active listening also incorporates feedback as a way to clarify the listener's comprehension, which means, did you understand what I just said? Because if there's no understanding, there's no comprehension. And then you walk away from the conversation not knowing, not realizing that that person now is so empty. So empty because they know that you didn't pay attention to them. And they feel hurt. They feel broken. And now you got to go home. You got to get in the car. And now it's quiet. Why? What's wrong with you? We had a good time. Wasn't the food good? Wasn't the food good? Did you go home and, you know, all right, baby, I'll see you later, you know. And it's just not there. The affection is not there. The hug is not there. It's just you just get a closing of the door. And those of you that, you know, you feel like, hey, you want to be intimate and all that other kind of stuff, won't get into. The person here, you know, the person just doesn't want to be involved, doesn't want to even deal with you. You couldn't even hear what I am saying, yet you want to be all over me. All right. Well, y'all know I'm talking real here. You know I'm talking real here. So here now. So for instance, here, let me give you this. If an active listener summarizes the speaker's point and asks if they understood it correctly, the speaker has the opportunity now to smooth over any misinformation. You know what? If you can pause right there, because I didn't understand what you just said, so maybe you could say it a different way. Are you with me? Can you just say it a different way? Because I didn't understand that. All right, let me put it this way. Are you with me? Right. So in contrast, passive listeners don't really say anything back to the speaker about their message. They just act like they just keep listening. But they're not listening. So the speaker is left wondering if they got the point across. Because you know why? There's no feedback. There's no feedback at all. So passive listeners, they often don't get the impression that they're invested in the conversation and leading. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. Listen to me, people. Listen. I know what I'm talking about here. If this continues to happen, it leads to friction or even mistrust because you're not even paying attention to something that's important to me. Now, The next one that we're going to, and you don't want that. You don't want that friction. You're trying to make sure that you're involved, you're engaged. That's why I said lean in, right? When I say lean in, I mean listen, be engaged, amplify this message, and do it now. And y'all can use that for your conversation times. Sure, use it. Lean in, listen. Be engaged, amplify the message, do it now. Put the phone down. Stop looking all over the place. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Be involved with me. Are you with what I'm saying? Okay. So singles, when you're going on the date, because this is what this is about. When you're going on a date, you want to, and not only dating, but this is friendships. You know, not maybe it's your child that's coming to you. Mommy, can you listen to me for a minute? I'm just trying to talk to you. You follow what I'm saying? Or daddy, I just want to try to talk to you. If we do not build our communication skills, you will lose the person. Friction and mistrust is the result. Now, the next one is emotional attunement. Emotional attunement, acknowledging, understanding, and engaging with someone's emotions is emotional attunement. Acknowledging, understanding, and engaging with someone's emotions is emotional attunement. This is so critical to singles, even on your job. You know, you want to become that person that can communicate really good, especially your entrepreneurs and business people. You know, you want to be able to listen properly. Eye contact, all of this, right? I know somebody's saying, ah, he's preaching to the choir. I already know this. But one thing you don't want to be, you don't want to be blocked. You don't want to be blocked because you don't listen properly. You don't want to be that type of person say, no, I can't come to you and talk to you because you don't acknowledge what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm saying. And you're not engaged in what I'm saying. So again, consider how a parent responds to how can I say this? A baby's needs, right? And the baby can't speak, but can convey. Yeah, that's good, Paul. They can convey meaning through the through emotive cues, right? So attentive caregivers recognize and address a baby's needs. So this principle that I'm talking about right here, it translates to active listening because you must account for the whole state of the speaker from the beginning to the end. And passive listeners, they may completely disregard emotional cues, missing key communication components. You're missing something there. And on the other hand, active listeners also recognize emotions like stress, sadness, frustration, and they consider them in their thoughtful questions and responses like, "You all right? I realize when you're talking, when you was talking, I realize your eyes started becoming watery. I realized that when you was talking about this particular person, you was getting a little choked up. Are you okay?" That lets the person know that you're engaged in what they are saying. And this goes for men and this goes for women. It goes for both parties. You want to have building blocks of communication. Are you with me? You want to have building blocks of communication or block you. Now, let me tell you something. Back in the day, we used to say, "Yo, I'm going around the block." Now, the reason why it's called the block is because at some point, there's an intersection. At some point, there's an intersection where the street does not continue. All right, so we used to say, "I'm going around the block." So when a person say, "I'm going to block you," that means, listen, I'm shutting you down. So you get to a point at the block that something is cutting you off. You don't want to be blocked from your mate, from your significant other. You want to be open, understanding. You want to be able to relate. Are you with what I'm saying to you? And so you don't want another intersection. Something is stopping you from moving forward. Don't let nothing stop you from having a productive relationship. Don't let something stop you from growing in your relationship. Use these building blocks that I am giving you. All right. Listen. The last one is an intent. I'm trying to finish it here. Intent. So passive listeners simply don't have the intent or purpose. That's what I want to say. They don't have the intent or purpose necessary for active listening. In other words, from the very beginning, they knew they wasn't going to listen to you. But active listeners, they choose moment by moment to engage in meaningful conversation. That's the intent. I'm intending at the beginning, "Can I talk to you for a minute?" "Sure." And as soon as the person starts with something you really don't want to hear, you're gone. You're there, but you're really gone. Your mind is somewhere else. You had no intent on listening to me from the very beginning. So again, active listeners, they choose moment by moment. Engage in a meaningful conversation. This is not a nonchalant activity. No, it's not. Listening, y'all. Listening. Are you listening to me? Or did you block me? You're listening, right? You're listening. All right. So listening requires deliberate action and a sense of eagerness. I want you to be connected to me. I don't want there to be a block. I don't want an intersection that something else grabs your attention while I'm talking to you. I want you to be eager about what I'm saying, and I want you to understand the speaker. I am the speaker. So the intention to listen means that the listener doesn't brush off someone's statement. Rather, the listener chooses to genuinely be a part of the conversation. Are y'all with me? And this is it, y'all. This is it. And I probably will continue next week again. But remember, focus on what the person is saying. eye contact, not all over the place. You know, don't be interrupted. Put that phone down. Are you with me? Don't be texting when somebody is talking to you. Go ahead and make sure and see if it's okay. Do you mind if I complete this conversation, or do you mind? Remember, that's what we was talking about when it came down to the rundown example. You got to listen to that from one of my other ones. Can you hear me now? But we gave you the project rundown. So let them know. Do you mind? Do you mind if I finish this text? Do you mind if I finish this email? I'll be with you 1 minute because I'm going to give you my undivided attention. Got it? So focus, give feedback, emotional attunement, and intent. You can do it. I believe in you. You can do it. Well, y'all, my time is up, and I thank you for yours. And I really want you to listen to this. Go back and listen to it again, because I truly believe that God has something great in store for you for better relationships. Singles, better relationships. Could you say it with me? I'm going to have a better relationship because I'm going to be intent. I'm going to be emotional attunement, and I'm going to give my lady, my man, feedback, and I'm going to remain focused. All right, y'all stay with me, and let's be a part of Kiss God Radio next week, same time, 8 p.m., right here on LoveRadioNetwork.com. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. I just want to do something fun and happy. Charlie Rock, take me to the bridge.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to
cause I ain't buying. Don't try to stop us, no, no, no.
Just keep